Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amazing You. I am your host. My name is Rani Thanakodi. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy. I am a Mars Venus life and relationship coach, past life regression practitioner, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, and life force compassion practitioner. And today I have the great pleasure to introduce you to a very special gentleman called John Emery. He's from the United States. And John will share with us today his journey of resilience and his journey of self-discovery. So after losing a 20-year job and navigating a divorce, he embarked on a transformative path. And this journey led him to authenticity and a deep desire to connect with others. And he also has his own podcast called Life's Checkmark. So let's get to know John a bit better, everybody. And I would like to welcome John to Amazing You.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on here. And yeah, just like you shared, you know, that's kind of like where everything happened for me. You know, that's, I want to call it my journey, right? I feel like a story's like it comes to a close, but this just continues on. It's a whole new chapter for me. So I did lose my job after 20 years, and it was around the COVID time, but it was not due to COVID. It was just, they just decided to pack it up where I was working. And what a transformation that was, because I've been wanting out for so long, and then God, universe, whatever said, here you go, right? So I shifted a little bit. I dove into doing some kind of insurance on, you know, trying something different I never did before, but I knew the strategy. So I was diving into that. And of course, I didn't have a steady income at the time. So, you know, and the kids were home from school every once in a while. So I was kind of like watching the kids at the same time. And just things happen along the way where, you know, within that same year, the word divorce came up. So we wound up going through, I went through a divorce, you know, it's been about 2-3 years roughly now. Wow. And that kind of changed a lot for me too. So all that just happened so quick for me. And I thought like I had life together. So that's pretty much the name Life's Checkmark. Like, you know, I mean, I had that checkmark, like, this is my life, this is what I'm doing. And then boom, you know, it's not where I was supposed to be, I guess, unfortunately. So I, you know, I wound up getting another job, you know, which eventually I currently have now. And I started the podcast and, you know, meeting these new people on the podcast. But to go back to, you know, to go through the whole divorce thing, it was difficult in the beginning for me because it's not what I planned on, but then I learned to accept it, you know, when it got closer to, you know, actually I accepted a little bit before the word even came up, and it wasn't on my end. It was just what it was. So yeah, so that's kind of a rough area for that, you know, my story that, you know, I'm sharing. And if you want to dive into a little bit, you know, feel free to ask.
Yes. Thank you, John. Thank you for sharing that, because so many people, these kind of things happen, things that we don't expect, and suddenly one thing after another happens, life happens. Mm-hmm. And people find it very challenging. For everybody, it's very challenging times. Can you tell us about how you emerge from losing the job, going through the divorce? How did you get up on your feet back again? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. To go back a little bit, I was listening to a podcast for a little while.
Right.
I think it's called The Dad's Edge. And it's all about like men, right? Men just leveling up and becoming better. And I wound up joining that group for a couple months. And this is before the word divorce came up.
Right.
And I met a gentleman in there who kind of helped me with like coaching. I call it a coach. And he's, I don't know his background, but like that's what he does. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was texting him back and forth. And then eventually I took some of his coaching and it kind of got, because I was falling apart, right? Like I didn't know, you know, this thing just came out of the blue. I wasn't, I didn't even see it coming. So before the word divorce came up, it kind of got me to that level of like accepting it. So that helped out a lot, you know? And then I realized, okay, I need to figure out my life. I need to do something better. And so, you know, I eventually found the job I have. And so I'm grateful for that. And then, you know, and I was working on my mental strength first, my emotions and stuff and dealing with that and just learning to accept what's happening. So, I have something I can share a little bit later, but once I did that, I felt at ease for a little bit. Right. And not everything was complete. I just felt better. So, and I started working out. I have stuff in the basement. I started working out in the basement. And then I was like, I'm not getting the results I wanted. And I joined a networking group.
Okay.
And I met a great guy in there and I took him on as a coach. And within the past 8-9 months now, I've been training under him and got me to where I feel really good physically. So that helped me there. And then I started going to church back in February and, you know, I have faith in God now. I say prayers and everything. So that's been a change. And so now I'm focusing like on the podcast and going outside of that and trying to help people, connecting people, listen to their journeys. And hopefully somebody listening to this, you know, and the ones I have as well,
yes.
You know, somebody can take that and say that they're not alone and they can reach out for you for help or somebody else, you know, that they just can open up to.
Thank you so much, John. Because that's why as well, why I created the podcast, because I know people go through some really tough times and it was based on this family, a personal experience in my surroundings that led me to start the podcast. So I really understand why you decided to start the podcast as well. And when you said something that was very interesting, you said you had to deal with your emotions. Can you tell us a bit more? What is it that you did to help you to deal with your emotions? What kind of emotions were you having? How did you deal with that to help you where you are today, John?
That's a great question. Yeah. So it's kind of like hard to explain, right? Because it just like, I want to say it happened quickly, but it happened over time where you can't really figure it out sometimes. So I connected with some other men in that same group. And, you know, they were open to phone calls and stuff if you had any issues or whatever. And these were just men on their cell phones, right? So going through the same stuff or they got out of it, whatever it was, right? So I was able to talk to some of them. I was able to start listening to, you know, stuff to be grateful for, you know, motivational videos on YouTube, et cetera, which I still continue to do. I started a whole morning routine. So I got up and I start feeling better about myself, you know, as far as writing what I'm grateful for every day. You know, now I'm saying some prayers, reading part of the Bible, and, you know, I'll meditate as well, which kind of clears your head too. You know, it's not perfect all the time, but it's definitely worth a try, right?
Yes.
And then for me, I think the big one was joining these network groups and meeting these people that just, they find something in you and they go, you can do so much better. Not with the whole relationship thing, but just as a person. Right.
Yeah.
And they're there to build you up. And that's lifted me up a lot within almost the past year. I've been able to go to events and stuff and meet some wonderful people.
Wow. That is so transformative. And I really, that was very interesting that you shared, you met you joined other network, because very often when people are in that deep hole, they tend to isolate yourself. And I think that was very brave of you to start doing all the practices you've been doing, your self-development practices, but also you made the effort to join other networks, to connect with people, to who understand and can support you on that journey. Yeah. And if you would please share with us, what did you learn? What did you discover about yourself from the John that you were before to the John that you are now? What did you find out about yourself? Because the treasures are within us. So what did you find?
How about it, man? You know, I've learned a lot about myself. So I know that I am more open. I feel like I became a better listener. Definitely more vulnerable. Like I'm opening up to you more about things, you know, but it's gotta be the right people sometimes. Right. Cause there gotta be other people who can spin it and go behind your back or whatever. And more happy. And, you know, the big two words I would say is clarity and peace. Like, you know, not everything is good for me right now. It's not perfect, but I feel at peace. Like I feel like it's okay. And then, you know, things are going to happen and it's going to be good. You're going to have your bad and it's just going to be better. It's only for a moment, right? It's going to go away. And then believing in God and stuff, you kind of lift that weight off your shoulders and then you can just, like I said, feel at peace. You just feel almost whole again and just allow things to happen. Start looking at all the opportunities, not that, you know, it was just, you know, stuff happens, you know, for me, not to me. Right. So that's what I started seeing a lot. And yeah, that's it.
Wow. And who has been for you, John, on that journey of transformation for you? Who has been the most influential person on that
journey
and why?
Yes. Sorry to cut you off. So I have Ed Mylett, and I know he's not like a personal person I talk to or anything, but I found what he says. He's, you know, he's sincere. He's clear. He's to the point and he cares. You know, he's very deep in his emotions too. And he's very vulnerable as well. So if nobody's listened to him, definitely listen to him. And I wouldn't have ran into who Ed Mylett was if I didn't join another networking group way back when, and they go, "Oh, don't you know Ed?" I'm like, "No, I don't know Ed." And so I started listening to him, but, just the way, you know, I listen to his podcast every once in a while too. And just the way he wants to dive into what people have to say and to listen deeper on what, you know, trying to make a connection. And he also admits that he's not always listening. He's more quick to jump in and say something. So he's being open and vulnerable, just like I shared. So yeah, I say Ed Mylett for me.
All right. That's great. And you were talking about vulnerability a few times, about a bit before and just a few seconds ago. So can you tell us a bit, how did you learn to become, what is vulnerability for you, and how did you become more vulnerable?
Yeah, so vulnerability to me is opening up and sharing what you feel, what's going on around you, and, you know, not worried about what the other people's going to say or think, right? And it's just you. So if they don't accept you for who you are, then so be it, you know? And that's kind of like what it's been for a while. I forget the other part of your question there, but that's what vulnerability is to me. And, you know, I'm not always sharing everything with everybody because I don't know who they are. Yes. You know, you and I, we just connected like this and this is great. Yes. But I know those people that are still out there around me that I wouldn't share everything with. They can hear all this if they wanted to, but I'm not going to go up to them and say, "This is what's going on." You know, I'm not one of those guys that go out and like, "This is my problem." It's like, that's not what I do. You know what I mean? Yes. So.
Tower Garden's state-of-the-art aeroponic vertical garden system uses both water and air to produce more colorful, better-tasting, and incredibly nutritious fruits, vegetables, and herbs. Tower Garden has a 20-gallon reservoir at its base that stores the Tower Tonic nutrient solution. Developed by experts in plant and human nutrition, Tower Tonic Mineral Blend enables superior plant growth and better nutrition from your Tower Garden produce. The process begins once the seedlings have been placed in your Tower Garden. Here they will be nourished with Tower Tonic Nutrient Solution. Inside the reservoir is a small, low-wattage submersible pump. The pump pushes the nutrient solution up through the tower to the top. From there, the nutrient solution drips through the central tower using a special device that evenly cascades the solution over the exposed plant roots. On the journey down the tower, the nutrient solution feeds the roots and becomes highly oxygenated as it cascades gently down the reservoir. This process is continuous, providing fresh oxygen, water, and nutrients to the roots of the plants. This patented aeroponic process enables food crops to grow faster than they would in soil, so they can be harvested more often. And it makes Tower Garden the healthier, easier, smarter way to grow your produce.
But what would you say? Because it's not only you who were in that kind of situation of not being able to be vulnerable, you know? There are so many men who are in that situation.
That's right.
And who cannot open up their emotions, who push everything down, who suppress all these emotions from their childhood. What can you tell them today for those, to any man who is listening? Because it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's how society have taught us to suppress, to show that man has to be strong. So what would you like to tell those men so that they can express their emotions and feel vulnerable? What can you tell them today, John?
I would first say, if it's not the woman you're with or around, definitely connect with other men. Mm-hmm. Definitely join a men's group, whatever you want to call it, a tribe, you know, a clan, whatever's out there, right? And those guys are there so you can open up, you know, like I'm in one now and we just connect every week and we share what's going on. And it's up to us how deep we want to go on things. It doesn't always have to be about relationships. It could be about business and, you know, physical fitness and all that stuff, you know, and it's just, like you said, society has like really put men down and men are just stuck. They're not speaking up. Because they feel ashamed, right? Because we're supposed to be this big guy and going out there and conquer the world. And that's what a lot of men want to do, but they feel like they can't. And the message for me to others would be, if you're that guy sitting at home thinking that there's nobody out there to listen to you, there are. You know, you can connect to yourself, I'm sure, and to me.
Yes.
And just go from there. And I might not be the right person, but I could definitely say, try these other places, you know, that's what I would say. It's start getting yourself involved with other men, because I want to say I was probably a lone wolf for a little bit there. You know, I was trying to figure myself out.
Yes.
Even though I had other men around me, and then, you know, then I started networking, like I said, you know, and you kind of open up more. Yeah. So it takes time. It's a learning curve, you know, transformation, whatever you want to call it, but I would start there.
That's great. Thank you, John. It's very interesting that you mentioned about networking, because the more we network, the more we connect with others, the easier it gets to open up to others and to all, because connection is so important as individual. Mm-hmm. We are born for connection, but life makes us disconnect. It can be technology. It can be things that happens in life that make us disconnect with ourselves and also with others. And when we disconnect, we feel isolated, and that's when so many people get into deep anxiety, depression, then it goes deeper. So like you said, connecting with others help you a lot. So connection is key to anybody's happiness, because we are born for connection. We need each other. No man is an island. Mm-hmm. We are here for connection, and that's how we learn to understand ourselves, through our connection. So it's not about isolating ourselves, because I thought about that for a long time. I was like that, John. It's not only you, but from my own childhood experiences, I isolated myself for a long, long time until I started the journey of self-discovery and healing my inner wounds. That's when I feel more comfortable with myself, but being able, like you said, to be more vulnerable and also to be able to connect better with others. Because when we are able to connect with the deeper us of who we are able then to connect better with others and to be of greater service to anybody. Yeah.
Vibration goes up, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my other question to you, John, is what quote has helped you in coping during those challenging times?
Sure. So I think I butchered this one up from, I think, a Jim Rohn quote. I think it was a lot longer than this, but this is the part I enjoy.
Right.
If you want something in your life to change, you need to make changes in your life. And that was a big part for me to learning to accept change.
Wow, that's a beautiful one. Yes. Because it's not easy to accept change, but as we accept it, life becomes easier. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Thank you. And what would you say, John, to encourage people today who are listening and watching this podcast and who are facing some tough times? What would you like to tell them, to inspire them, to uplift them today?
Sure. So I mentioned this a little earlier. You know, life happens, right? And it happens for you, not to you. And that's something really hard to accept sometimes. But when you start opening it up and you realize there's opportunities coming your way, not just like a brick wall or anything like that, you know, so that, don't give up. And then obviously networking, surround yourself with those people that are going to lift you up. And I mean, that's the big one. You can hang out with the people that are going to just sit on the couch and bring it to their level, or you can move on somewhere else. And it, you know, it's a scary place. Your circle of people will get small. But as you start networking, finding those people that think like you, want to be like you, you know, it grows. So, yeah, that's what I would do.
Thank you. I find that very, really important, because I think it's Jim Rohn who said that. You become like the five people that you surround yourself with.
Correct. Is
that? Yeah.
Yes.
So the company that you keep is very important. Either that company would lift you up or they will bring you down. So right. Choose your company wisely. Yeah,
exactly. And that could be like us virtually or in person. In person is better because you feel the emotions, you get the, you know, the physical experience, but
yes,
just there is energy going back and forth right here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what helped me to get connected, I must say, John, during the pandemic. Like, everybody were isolated within their four walls, but I remember I was connecting to so many groups online, and that kept me going. That gave me hope, I tell you. I connected with people from all over the world. I was on 5 or 6 calls per week, and that was my family, like people I could connect with. I didn't feel the isolation at all. I felt more connected than ever. So I would say to everybody, please connect, like what John said, online, face-to-face, find groups, find communities, and join community. This is the time to build communities, to be part of communities, to build that connection with ourselves and with others. Yeah. So my other question to you, John, is, what book or books have impacted you the most, and why?
Awesome. So I'm going to just mention one.
Yes.
And I got it right here. If you know, it's The Four Agreements.
Yes.
Yeah. So that one is the big one. I've listened to it. I've read it multiple times. Once you get past the first agreement of not taking things personally,
yes,
then things change. Do you know what I mean? You can connect with somebody, they don't respond for whatever reason. Okay. You know, once you lift that up, man, the things just change. So that's the biggest one I took from that. I mean, obviously the other agreements just follow right after that, but that's a big one. And it's not easy. It's hard, you know, 'cause it's new, right? It's a process, But, you know, if you're with somebody, you know, if they can get on the same page with you and you're like, yeah, let's make this work, you know, you can go back and forth and like, you know, okay, I didn't mean it that way, you know, and just have that conversation. But that's the big one. That's the one I would share.
Yeah, I think that's really true. Not to take things personally, because it changes your life completely when you realize that very often the way people are reacting is due to their own personal circumstances. And when you understand that, it gives you like a kind of peace, like a kind of freedom that you don't have to keep fighting to get answers, because you understand it's from their own perspective. Everybody sees things differently. So it makes us become more open to accepting others for who they are and accepting ourselves as well, that we are not perfect. We are all imperfect people having imperfect relationships, and we are on that journey where we are all work in progress. Yes. So can you tell us more now about your podcast and about everything that you do, and how can people reach out to you, John?
Sure. So my podcast is Life's Checkmark, and I have people just like yourself that would come on. They share their journey in life, and it's just a conversation. It's and to get to know that person a little deeper, and they can go back and hopefully, like I shared earlier, you know, the mission is somebody else can listen to it and they find out that they're not struggling by themselves, right? Somebody else went through it, or they are going through it, and they can reach out to that person or somebody else, right? There's somebody that can help you. You just got to go out there and reach out to them. So that's the podcast. It is on Apple, it's on Spotify, it's on all that, all those out there. There's some stuff on YouTube too with the podcast episodes. And, you know, it's posted every week right now. I'm doing a few every week at the moment, but you know, right now it's been steady for one per week. Right now I've been connecting with a lot of people, in America, across seas. You know, it's been a wild ride, but I'm enjoying that. And they can connect with me either, you know, through my email, johnemery33@gmail.com, or lifeschecmark@gmail.com. They can also, I'm on Facebook, and they can find me on there, under Jonathan Emery, I think it is .187 or something. You know, I shared that. But that's how they can connect me, whether they want to be on the podcast, they just want to talk, you know, maybe they're going through some stuff that I shared that I went through, I'm open to connecting.
Yes.
But, yeah. And so after that, I'm slowly trying to build a course so that I can teach other podcasters that, or people that want to be a podcaster, you know, how they can start and keep going. My goal is for that person to create something and have the momentum to keep going after so many episodes.
So. Absolutely. Wow, that is great. John, it's been a great pleasure to listen to you, to listen to your story, your journey, and about your podcast and how you transform yourself on that journey of self-discovery to become the person that you are today and to do the great things that you are doing for the community. So I would like to say you are such a role model. And that must have been, that is very brave of you to do that inner work, because a lot of men don't know that they have to do the inner work that you are doing. So you are the role model now to be able to help other men so that they are able to become themselves who they are meant to be and for the purpose that they have. So I would say you are doing a great job and keep doing it. And it's been a pleasure having you. I wish you the very best with everything that you do. And I would say thank you to the audience for always being here, for watching, sharing, and subscribing. And we'll see you all for some other episodes. Take care, everyone. And thank you, John.